Hey, yo, we about to tear it up. Hey, yo.
Break for break, it down.
This right here is how we do it. Break it down.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast. We break things down to the very last compound. My name is Summit, a.k.a. Mercenary Cheerful.
And my name is Chris Mitchell, a.k.a. Larry Gambino.
Come on now. Come on now. Hey, man. Larry Gambino, is that you, right?
That's for real. Like, if we call up my boy Neil right now and say, look, what was my nickname? He'll say Larry Gambino, and he was Reggie Dollars.
That's a hard name.
Yeah, because he was very focused on the fiscal things of life. Even right. At a young age, he was a businessman. Right. I called him Reggie Dollars, even though it's the wrong currency for this country still. But
doesn't matter. It still works. Yeah. It still works. That's dope.
That's how we were moving.
Just so if you've haven't seen the description or the guest we have, you realize that we have a Wu-Tang member. Hence the reason for our change of AKAs, because I am the failed Homo sapien, the potty mouth of the South. But Mercenary Cheerful feels right for me.
I think you need to run with that.
I am kind of like that. I have that. I will kill you, but I'm quite a cheery person at the same time. So, hitman for hire, right? So
yes, see it there. That's what we do. But,
hey man, we got Capadonna on the Breaking Atoms podcast, which I'm super excited about. This is someone that we've talked about this on the podcast and off the podcast. Someone that has had a special place and impact in our lives from a music listening perspective, and just the songs he was on and his contributions. It was only right that we got to speak to him and to understand his history into the game, but also just the knowledge we got from him was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, bro, it was Cuban Links, Iron Man, Pillage in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I need to go and sleep after this still.
You smacked it with the imagery of Iron Man. I never, ever saw it like that. And I'm not going to spoil it.
Right.
For anyone who's about to listen, but listen to the bit where Chris, during this interview, realizes there's a reason why Capadonna is in the middle of the Iron Man album cover. And that shows just how much Chris is the actual factual, how much he pays attention to hip hop, and how much, and also how much we love hip hop, that we dissect it and look at it in this way. We are the heads for the heads. But this is Capadonna. Breaking Atoms podcast. Check it out. It's another special episode of the Breaking Atoms podcast. And when I say we have a legend in our sphere, we are talking to the one, the only, Capadonna, the original. How you doing, Cap?
Peace, a.k.a. Cappuccino the Great. Already spaghetti, you know what I'm saying? All day.
We should just go through AKAs at this point, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Capadon, they call me Dino, the slang reverend, the rap, the bishop, the angel of rap. You know what I'm saying? I got different handles for different sandals.
Yes, love that. Listen, we appreciate you taking the time with us. This is, like, as we were saying off air, this is a special thing for us because we are products of the Wu-Tang.
That's
and
right.
Everything they've stood for and everything they've gone on to build, we are products of that.
We're products of our environment and of our culture. We're products of our culture, man. You know what I'm saying? And you talking to me from such a great distance is equivalent to how Martin Luther King would be talking to Malcolm X if they had the opportunities and adversities that, you know, that they could overcome, then this is what it would be like. You know? Remember, in their times, they ain't had cell phones. They couldn't do all of this like this. So it was people blocking them from coming together, having these meetings and sharing the knowledge that both of them had on so many great levels, man. So I just honor and salute that, man. That's why I call my company GLF. That's God, Love, Family. And y'all my extended family worldwide, holding down the culture. Like you said, it was something that I said that helped him even at 15 years old. All he had to do is like, yo, in the Quran, the Quran told one of the students, it said, Allah told him, he said, I can't read because Allah told him to read. And he said, oh, Allah can't read. And he was like, verily, then he said, you will be able to hear. He said, if you can't read, then can you hear? You know what I mean? He said, I will recite these verses to you. So he, homeboy could, he may not even been able to read, but the vibration, you know how when you go to another country, they don't understand what you're saying, but they hype too off of the music because of the vibration. There's a vibration in the spirit, in the aura that we also giving off. Oh man, I don't mean to be so deep right now, but you already know, we with unpredictable talent. Witty, unpredictable talent and natural game, man. I'm Black Tarzan. I'm just swinging through the hood trying to get what's good. You know what I'm saying? Straight like
speak on Black Tarzan for a second. You've mentioned that now. You've released an album in 2020. You're still releasing albums. Having that drive and motivation, is it very intrinsically linked to the fact that you're still trying to spread that word and trying to connect with fans and give your fans so much?
Yeah, after 20 years, I won't even call it trying no more. I think I was very effective and persistent in my efforts to enlightening and to uphold the culture with various, you know, styles and slang and topics to, you know, fulfill one's mind state and one's inquiry for more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I mean, and, you know, everything is just is built in a structure. You know what I'm saying? So I'm wanting them to see that even from nothing can come something. You know, that's what we're doing to promote creativity and to promote originality. You know what I'm saying? That's our reality. You know?
Cap, you are a true MC, a true lyricist, because everything you're saying is knocking off to my next question. Now, original, you used to be called the original.
That's right.
Style. You and I can what? See your fly
That's
right now.
Crazy when I was doing the AKAs, I left that one out too.
Right. So the original, being called the original for
That's
your...
You did your homework.
We have to, bro. We have to. And what we have to do after this is when we talk about you being called the original for your style and then going into Cappuccino, going to Cappadonna and the acronym that those stand for, because they stand for something. Each letter of that word stands for something. And I think what we are trying to do here, and the reason why I want to speak to you, is you mentioned about being deep. Now, this is what we have to do, because we have to document and we have to spread that word to all the listeners across the world, because this culture is more, it's more than just rhymes. This is what people live. From sneakers upwards. This is a lifestyle. This is a culture. We live and breathe this. This is what got people into billionaire status now. Mm-hmm. Hip hop has got that, right? So it's very important. So let's talk about you being called original for your style and then going into being called Cappadonna.
Yeah, well, you know, original, that developed from me coming into knowledge of myself. And then I realized that, you know, that we come from the root of civilization. You know what I'm saying? We the foundation from which all other cultures became into existence. You know what I'm saying? The dominant shade of perfection from which all colors were made through the process of grafting. You know what I'm saying? By mixing certain, the brown germ with the black germ and so forth. You know, but the science is that, yeah, original means origin. That's the root word of original. Our origin, where we originated from and where we come from. So everything I do has a message. You know, the Bible say that there's power in the name. There's power in my name. When you see me, you see in your A-light. That's why we able to build on this level right here. And you said there's a monetary gain involved in being able to possess such a quality, but at the same time, there's spiritual value, rules and jewels and tools for living. You understand? Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as the elders and orchestrators of the game, we got a responsibility, you know what I'm saying, to cultivate, you know what I mean, and to uplift our culture, man. So that's all I've been doing. And if you check my track record, like I did the other day, I probably went about maybe 20, 15 videos deep or something, man. It was they were just coming back to back, and I was impressed myself with the work. And I think the universe is also signaling me that, you know, there's an impression to be inherited from what I'm doing in the art as well. You know, so that's where I'm at with it, man. You know, I'm just keeping it spiritual, and I'm utilizing the gift that God gave me in the right season, in the right way, in the right merit, you know? And some of it is a harsh reality. Sometimes I got to go bitter, but that's the chastisement. It didn't come to me easy, so I can't give it to you easy. I got to push. I got to push. You know, the pushing is the offset to coming into existence. That's the last thing. It's another word for it. But that's the last thing a female hear. Before the crowning. Before the crowning. The crowning means when the head is coming out of the womb. When the doctors see the head, they say she's crowning. Oh, man, I'm doing y'all dirty right now. The woman is crowning. So, after the push, see? They testing the strength. Not yet. Okay, now, push with everything you got. Not why times is good. Why are you in the pain? Why are you going through it? That's when you push. That's how you get the diamond.
Mm. Woo. You know what? Listen, man. I tell you, man. Just have to shake my head, man. Just have to. This is why we do what we do.
That's right.
That's why we do what we do.
That's right, man. And you know, during the pandemic, I dropped the album called Black is Beautiful. You know, putting emphasis on who we are and what it means to be who we are. Self-identification. Know what I'm saying? If it didn't mean nothing, then why they try to take it away? Why they try to steal our identity? Why was it not necessary for us to have one? Know what I mean? So yeah, that's what we're doing, man. Black is Beautiful. I got the Show Me the Money album. I've been dropping the album every 2 months. Still got projects coming. I'm in Cali right now.
I can see you with the weather. You in the green looking, you know.
Hey, look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Palm trees.
Yeah, the palm trees, crazy, and everything to that.
It's crazy out here. Peace. My man, Lamar Devine on the side. Peace, y'all.
Peace, brother.
Peep the GLF attire. Yeah, that's the vice president of GLF right there.
Good to meet you, bro.
God love family, man. And he's responsible for a lot of administrative duties. He also has engineering skills, a bunch of other things, man. That he also he rapped on some of the songs. We got a lot of joints, man. We just be popping them out, man, giving them these merits, giving it to the world the way we're supposed to do. Somebody said, yo, why are you doing so many albums? Why are you dropping so much albums? It's like, that's like asking a bird, why is it flying so much?
Facts.
That's what birds do, no? I'm a rap artist. The industry closed down and COVID had everybody shut down and this and that and this and that. But it don't stop the Giants from playing in the rain and in the snow. So I'm one of the strong foregoers that kept it moving in spite of all of the objectives that was going on, the pandemic, the volume of lives that were being taken. I was still moving through, man. Coming to and going fro, praying to God that my travels are safe so that I could go ahead and deliver the message. Imagine mail, the mail just stopped. You get no more mail. I couldn't, man. The mail must be delivered. That's why they call me the mailman.
You've just spoken about your brother to the left of you, and you've kind of taken this mentorship role and you're given opportunities once again, like 30 years later. You also did the same with You God. That, you know, I read that you taught him how to rap. Like, what is the school of Capadonna rap like? What kind of modules did you put You God through?
Well, it's first when I get any pupil or any student inside my regime, the first thing we must do is come into a form of spirituality. It got to be a connection. You know what I'm saying? So usually the connection is today's math. You know what I'm saying? So that might happen while you walking with me. Jesus said, walk with me. You know what I'm saying? So my brothers walk with me. And while they walking with me, yada, we walk together through the valley of shadow of death. We don't fear nothing that's going on around us. Our focus is to create, collect, meditate, and cultivate. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we get add on. So he had a gift. I had a gift. He had a quality. He added on. He was my beatbox kid. So I moved him up to the next level. I started teaching him his skill. He started teaching me his skill. We teaching each other's skill. Then that's when you become a pair. After you become a pair and learn how to become a pair more functionally, then you become a team or a unit. Then you add on. That's you start doing draft picks. When the coach come out from another college to start the draft pick, what does he do? Sit in the bleachers, watch how you moving. Then he come and then he want to have a talk with you. Yeah, walk with me. That's what he say. Walk with me over here real quick. Yeah, so we've been watching you. Oh, by the way, my name is Byron. I'm from you know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to Byron. shout out to Byron. I was also reading an interview and getting back into the whole Cuban Links thing. Is it true that your verse on Ice Water was so impactful that a Jizza verse got removed from the song?
You know, we songs rotate a lot. I didn't even know. Just like I didn't know that Allah Mathematics was the one who orchestrated and put the blueprint for the pillage.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he did the song list. He did the song list, the skits, how it should play. He mixed and mastered it. Yeah, he did that. But it was produced by True Master, though. But I didn't know that 2 years later. I think Matt told me that like a year ago. Maybe a year or two ago, he just told me. He was like, yo, you know, that was... I was like, nah, I didn't know that. You know, that's the beauty of brotherhood. You know? Imagine your brother seeing you and already knowing what you need. He like, don't worry, man, I got you, man. You know? That's a beautiful thing. And what he add on can make this work. That's why it's important for us to unify. Never forget where you come from. That's genocide. It's important for us, man. We could do anything by unifying. That's the science of the, you know, that's what the information is on the pyramids. That's what they talking about. They left the same raps, and it's poetry, it's rhymes, and all of that shit. They got the same shit. Graffiti. Ain't nothing but graffiti and rhymes and raps and all that shit, man. They call it, instead of rhymes, they call it hymns. Where'd that come from? Who did that? Yo, I'm too intelligent, man. Like, I just see everything for what it is and not for what it appears to be, Lord. You know? So I already know that we are the Egyptians. The bricks, what we call us, yo, we in the bricks. Oh, I'm from the bricks. I mean, it's like, that's why they say it's you know, it's a shame to think outside of yourself. If you start thinking outside of yourself, then you start disconnecting yourself from the root. Now you want a facelift, a tummy tuck, all kind of other shit. You might just tattoo your whole face. If you tattoo your whole face and look in the mirror and you satisfied with what you became, then that's what you wanted to be, no? That's what we striving for, what we all want to be, right?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So if you reach a certain age and decide you want to do your face like that, oh, that's what he wanted to be. he wanted to be that. So you got to, you know, remember how they say it was written? It's written all over your face.
All right. Okay. See where you're going.
Hold on. So we got to talk about ice water for a second. Now we're here. Come on now. When you said blinded by the ice while I release a confrontation, I had never heard anyone talk about doing someone like sparking someone or shooting them by saying the synonym confrontation. That was so ill. So ill. The way you piece words together and you're, man, cat man. Salute, bro.
Capadonna is the first person I ever heard say poetry whirlpool. My mind was blown. That's, I said, crazy. Yo, this brother different.
When he said on Triumph, I twist darts from the heart, tried and true. What?
Yeah, that's why they called me the Slang Reverend. I did an album called Slang Prostitution. You know what I mean? I didn't E40 him, though. I just gave him the basic essentials.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm still out here, man. And I'm still doing it, man. I feel good about it. Shout out to Wu-Tang, know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hulu, know what I'm saying? Word up. Shout out to all our fans, yo, for making this possible, man. We love the UK, know what I mean? So that was our last tour, our UK. We was everywhere. I'm sure we was in y'all hood because we did them crazy.
I went to a Wu-Tang show about 15 years ago now, Cap. I was so serious, right? I didn't even go home and get changed. I came in my suit and I was there on the balcony. I didn't care in it. Like, people looking at me like, why is this brother here in the suit? Listen, man, I'm Wu-Tang, right?
Come
I'm
here. You are, like, yeah.
I got a job.
Yeah.
Like, I came. It was a great show. It was a great show. But sticking with clothes, your fashion sense always stood out to me. And again, I'm going to go back to when I was 15. When I saw you in the ice cream video, you switched between clothes. You had the brown jacket with the gold chain, swaggy. Then you had the hockey jersey, but you had something around your neck. And I'm thinking, what's around his neck? Like, it looks ill. What was that? And why did you wear it?
That was a, you're talking about not the Wu-Tang headband.
It was a headband.
Yeah.
I thought it was a headband. I just wanted confirmation because that's been bothering me for like 20 years. Like, what was that?
Yeah. I thought it was some sort of chain or something. Like, I thought it had to be some sort of chain you had, but it's a Wu-Tang headband.
Right, that's right. Deep. Yeah, it was because I wanted to put my hat on, so I was in a rush. I just pulled that joint down. Next thing you know, it was on my neck, and it created a fashion statement. You know what I'm saying? That became a style in other places, in other hoods. They thought that's what we was doing. You know,
I tried it one time still. I tried it. It didn't suit me, so I left it alone.
Yeah, that was my first and last time with that, too. It's the video, so you saw it over and over again. You know what I mean? But yeah, like I said, it was just something that just I did on the spot. You know, a lot of things is created on the spot. You know, in the midst of the energy. You know, that's how a lot of Wu-Tang songs are created, man. On Winter Wars, a lot of Dark Man was on there.
Come on, Cap, you're going through the questions. Like, we're not... The universe, man.
I'm kinetic, man. I'm kinetic. But you,
that's my MC name.
That's his MC name. That's his MC.
That's crazy. That's his MC name, saying? Cap.
You just said kinetic. That's no, his no, MC
no, no,
name.
No, 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 no. Hold on. Capadonna.
This is crazy.
Oh. You said you was Cap. You said that C on your shirt stood for Capadonna. So I'm saying I'm kinetic.
Yo.
That's the power. I told you we Egyptians. You searched outside.
Yo, Cap. You had no idea his name was Kinetic. His rap name was Kinetic, and that just
I'm dropping science.
That's...
Protons, electrons, and neutrons always cause what? Explosions,
man! Explosions. It's always explosions. Talk to us about Iron Man being on that cover. It was crazy, right?
Wow! First of all, it was an honor to inherit that position. You know what I mean? That they, you know, these two dudes is extraordinary swordsmen. And for them to put me on there, like, you know, an additive, I was like, yo, I can't let them down. So my sword play was witty and unpredictable. And they liked it that, you know? And they liked it that. And they didn't mind putting me right in the middle, man. And making me part of that chain.
How did that conversation go, though? Like, where were you? Like, was it just a fluid conversation? Was that the Wu Mansion? How did that conversation go?
They was like, yo, nah, yo, we gonna put Cap in this. That Ghost, it was Ghost. You know what I mean? Because that's his Iron Man joint.
You've just said something to me that's made me realize the significance of that image. 25 years later, you talk about the chain and you were in the middle. And when you consider the relationship with Raekwon and Ghostface, to put you in the middle, that's love and trust. I've never seen it like that before.
Right. Yeah, it was the link that they needed to. It was the last joint. It was the last joint. And the last wound up being the first song off the album, Ice Cream. You know what I mean? I was the last one to come into, that was able to come into the Wu-Tang chambers. Word. That's honorable.
That picture takes on a whole new significance to me now. I never clocked it. You're in the middle of that Cuban link, pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, that's deep, bro. You just I never thought of it like that. Yeah. I just thought it's just three guys, right?
Neither did I.
It's three guys, right? But now if you think about the positioning, that's deep. And now I'm now looking at the framing, right? So I'm now looking at the framing, who's closer to the camera, who's further away from the camera, and the significance of that, that's deep, bro. Shit,
that's really pulling your buddy in right there. That's, you know, certain, you know, those acts right there supersede anything anybody could say. You see what I'm saying? Actions and deeds, man. That's what do it, man. Sometimes you ain't gotta say it. Sometimes just do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what I do a lot. Yeah,
I hear you. So you were gonna touch on Winter Wars, and you knocked someone else off a song, La Da Dark Man. Shout out to La Da Dark Man. He is one of my favorite Wu affiliates. Heist of the Century is a classic. We spoke to his brother Willie the Kid recently. Like, why did you do that on Winter Wars, Capadonna? Like, why are you rapping phone numbers in the verse and you got me trying to dial this number? Like. What's going on?
You know what? Because I knew again, you know, I like to stimulate people's imagination. And I knew it was going to have people thinking about what to do and dial it. You know, it was just basic mathematics. I'm just throwing out there, you know? But Yeah, it's like, it's just, it was just another way of saying dial this number and you can get long to hip hop perfection. So I was saying Divine IC King and numbers. If you study the alphabets, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, by numbers, like you, like instead of saying, yo, you'd be like, B is the second letter in the alphabet. That's two. It's 26 letters in the alphabet. You'd be like, N is 14. You could say 14, 23, 88. Know what I mean? And nobody, I mean, it's codes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything is, you know what, everything has a number.
It does. It's right. The whole world, numbers from architecture to, you know, you mentioned the Egyptian, the pyramids, everything is down to numbers. Super, super important. So numbers plays a huge part in everything we do.
And numbers go on for infinity, yeah, as well.
It's everything we do. So it's, that's absolute facts.
That's right. Even our vision has a number.
Right.
The way we
true.
See
I things. Wear glasses. I know that.
You know what I mean?
That's the
that, yo. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit, he hit it right there. Yeah. That shit like that.
So, Kat, I was ask you something. Like, you talk about knowledge in that verse. You also you talk a lot about knowledge in that verse when you talk about born power, born physically, power speaking. The truth in the song is in the pro black teaching. Like, this, come on, man. Like, people forget. Like, there's so much diversity in that verse. So yes, you're rhyming numbers, and people are going, "What am I doing here?" But then you're going, "Yo, kids, change your habit." Like, even that in itself is giving knowledge to, yo, man, don't go this way. But it's there's an art, there's an absolute art in emceeing to give in such a short, succinct way to give that message. People spend their whole life trying to give that kind of message. You can do it in a verse. It's crazy. I have to say, like, you, as you can see, we are fans. So we like to give props to the people that we love and we grew up on, because that's important to us. It's how we document the culture correctly. Now, moving on to Pillage, 1998, crazy. This is a crazy time in hip hop. This is like
crazy
almost
era.
Crazy era, crazy, right? Era. Now, what are your memories of those sessions? And you mentioned True Master earlier and your relationship working with him on that album.
That time to me represented the peak of togetherness in the culture of hip hop. Know what I mean? So we were just living and reflecting that energy out. We was together all the time. Again, like I said, I didn't even have to ask brothers to come and get on Splish Splash and dart throwing. When I was going back in the studio, somebody was getting on it. They was like, yo, they already in the studio. We was already there. So, you know, that part right there was the best part. You know, now as we got older, our time is a little more limited and spread out between family. Some people, brothers got married or moved in and we got extra children and different priorities. So we don't get to just hang out and then distance plays a factor as well. Some brothers live in Cali, some brothers live in Florida. Who knows, somebody might live in Japan. I don't know, you know what I mean?
But you know, Wu-Tang is all over the globe. It wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me if one day just pop up in Japan. You know, hey, I'm here.
Exactly. That's right. So you know, these are the things that you know play a part in. You know the productivity level.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't get to do as much now. You know, that's why, again, I had to put stress on the fact that I was still moving and delivering the mail even all through these adversities. You know what I mean? I'm still delivering the mail. Like, I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get him up and trying to get everybody to meet at a certain place, but it's been going on for quite a while. So I'm gonna keep on doing what I gotta do, and then hopefully they get behind me and do what? When the time is right, what you gotta do? Push.
Right.
Get behind me.
See the MC. Push. The MC tying it up again. You're tying it up again. That's right. You're an MC, man. You're an MC.
You see me crowning. Push. Get behind me when the time is right. Wait, not right now. When the time is now. Get behind me and push. And that's when we're going to produce, you know what I'm saying, that new baby, man.
True. I was going through the liner notes of The Pillage once again, and I know you had a lot of production from the Wu Elements. One person that I don't know a lot about, and he's quite elusive, is Goldfingers. Like, who is he? And talk about him working on the album. Can you tell us what he was like as a personality? Because there's very little out there about him.
Goldfingers was like, he was like, I don't know, man. He just he was like a Queens dude to me. He looked like a Queens dude. Like he might have been related to Run DMC or something, you know what I mean? The way he was and whatnot, like with his style and the way he moved and whatnot. Could have been Long Island, like Heavy D or something. He was a big light skinned dude, you know, and was kinda slick. He was kind of slick with it, but he had some flavor. I met him in the studio that night. And, the creativity level was just automatically flowing after that. Like, we went straight in. He played me some beats. And I was like, yo, this is tight. This is tight right here. You know what I'm saying? And we just start going. I didn't really see him a lot, though, after that. He was in and out. Like I said, he looked like he was in some, you know, like he was friends with James Bond or something like that. You know what I mean?
Now you see me, now
right,
you don't.
Right.
He was slick, right?
So I read an interview that you did, I think it was Uncut, years and years ago, and they mentioned that MF Doom, when creating Operation Doomsday, was listening to Pillage every day and drinking whiskey. And that, what's crazy, it comes full circle, because Jellyfish, he produces that on Ghost of Them, which you're featured on. So it's crazy that full circle, you know, the influence that you had, and then you end up, you know, he ends up producing a record that you're on. It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, he was obviously very much influenced by from everything that everyone in the Wu was part of, really. So it's crazy.
Well, you know, the world is spinning, man. Why it's going round, it's going to come back around again. That's where they get that expression, what goes around comes around. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things that the kids is doing now, we did that. You know what I'm saying? But they caught up in one style. They caught up in one style that we orchestrated. Now it's time to, you know, come up out of there and create more. We need a new industry. The industry is now itself in a crisis. It's been for a while. The industry has been dismantled. So we need that new energy. We need somebody to come forth and to take that leadership position. You know, I don't know who it could be. I don't think life is ever over. It just keeps rotating.
Mm.
Rotating, mutating. I mean, it's always something new. It's like, oh my God, this man over here was flying. Jordan was flying. As far as they was concerned. If you got anything and once they discover it and there you have it, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to end on a good note by saying, man, yo, I appreciate everybody, man. I appreciate everything, you know, that the system and our culture, you know, is doing for me, man. I know it's a slow move, it's a slow grind, but I know people see me out there. I know they see what I'm doing. I know they recognize and realize the real lies, man. And I'm telling you right now, I am the angel of rap. And I'm spreading my wings, man. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm doing right now is for tomorrow. This is for the next generation and the next generation to come. These things that I'm telling you is going to increase in value. It's going to increase in value, man. And they're going to really know what my offering was.
I said, we're gonna wrap up here because I feel like you've given us a plate of information and a lot of food for thought. But what I want to say to you before you go, I know we said it off the mic, but you are such a big influence and a key part of our hip hop journey. And not just in terms of music, in how we talk, in how we move with each other. You've spoken about family, you've spoken about togetherness, and these are some of the things that we're now trying to carry on into the present day for our seeds. I told you, I performed your ice cream verse at my school talent show. I got into trouble, but it was worth it. When I heard you, because of you, you gave me instructions on how to evade law enforcement. You told me, slide like a rabbit, move quick, this is it. You did that. Yeah, you were the one telling me how women could walk by smelling like watermelon. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And you was all like, love is love, love, love is love, love. We connected like a train. Come on, man. Listen, I was here in London soaking all of that in. And I just want to say, you are a case study in individualism. Mm. To be part of a crew that's so diverse and unique, and still you were able to stand out. I think that says a lot about who you are and your energy, and we love you. And we just want to say thank you for your time and, you know, giving us your time to speak today. You know, you were high on our list of people we wanted to speak to. We really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
I'm on it, man. Thank you so much, Chris. I'm on it, brother, man. And yo, anytime, man, we could do it again. I appreciate y'all, man. Big up London, UK. Let's go. Keep hip-hop alive. Wu-Tang is forever. Capadonna, Killer Bees on the Swarm, Ahmad Divine, GLF, ENT. Yo, go to www.glfent. Peace, man. See you soon.
Appreciate you, Cap, man.
Thank you.
Peace to Capadonna, the original Cappuccino.
Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Yo, what was it? The Reverend...
He said he's the slang reverend.
That's it, slang reverend.
Do you know how deep in something you have to be the reverend of something?
Yeah.
He's the slang reverend, bro.
I respect it, bro. I respect it. I ain't going to challenge him on that. I think he is.
No, yeah. Bro, hey, man, he is who he is, man.
Yeah, man. And also, peace to Ahmad Divine, because he, you know, that was mad respect to him. I know he's definitely appeared on a lot of Cap's recent projects, and he's part of the crew and helping out. So it was also good to meet him.
Yeah,
and, yeah, man. This is good, man. We're dipping into the Wu-Tang bag. Long overdue. There's more. So, you know, just keep your eye on that. I'm working on some things. Appreciate all the listeners. We love you. We respect you. This is one for you. There's some knowledge in here, and there's some metaphors, and this is look, man, all we needed, you know, on Verses, when like Ray and Ghost just were talking and they had the dope kind of like soulful music. You could do the same.
Yeah.
You could just do the same for every single member of the Wu-Tang, including Capadonna. You put Cappuccino, just sit him there in a studio and talk to him about topics, he will sound exactly like that. And that is testament to the impact they've had on this culture, bro. You know?
Agreed. I mean, I know the impact they had on me, bro. Like, I will never... Listen, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get too into it because the story is too long. But if you know me, you know how I feel about Wu-Tang. Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
It's one of them ones. But listen, you can follow us on social media at Break the Atoms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Chris is at I Am Kinetic. Mine is at Hip Hop Chronicle. We'll be back with more episodes in the coming weeks, months, and years. Until then, peace.
Can I do one thing before we leave? Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. No, I just want to, yeah, that's me. Like Summit said, peace.